This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Well, as you're no doubt aware, the first Omicron case has been found in Colorado. 7:07 now as we launch into our local news roundup. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gail. Talked about this just right off the top this morning as Colorado indeed does have its first detected case of that Omicron variant of COVID-19 identified in an Arapahoe County woman who recently traveled to Southern Africa, according to a piece out of 9 News this morning and the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. You had CDPHE announcing the case just moments before Governor Jared Polis held a briefing yesterday afternoon. Now, as seems to be the case with this particular variant of SARS-CoV-2, the woman was experiencing very minor symptoms, was isolated, and recuperating at home. She is, by the way, fully vaccinated and eligible for a booster, but hasn't yet received that booster. The Colorado State Public Health Laboratory found the case by conducting sequencing on a specimen and confirming the presence of the variant. The case was identified after the woman got a positive test result and through routine case investigation by the Tri-County Health Department. Because the woman had recently traveled to Africa, CDPHE collected an additional specimen for sequencing. By the way, Colorado is the fifth state to detect this Omicron variant, along with California, Minnesota, New York, and Hawaii. Meanwhile, some changes in the Colorado payback rules could well allow you easier access to lost funds. That'll get your attention, right? Working from a piece that popped up a few days ago by Marianne Goodland in Colorado Politics, you had State Treasurer Dave Young recently announcing rule changes that indeed will make it a little easier to obtain lost property held under the Great Colorado Payback Program. The rules changes tied to the state's unclaimed property program that went into effect include an adjustment to the limit for notarization requirements. Now, before the change, claims equal to or greater than $100 had to be notarized. The limit was increased to $1,000, including for securities and tangible properties. The Great Colorado Payback Program actually reunites Coloradans, including businesses and nonprofits, with their lost or forgotten assets. In 2020 alone, and this is pretty astonishing, wouldn't you agree? The program returned $43 million in property. Now, the Treasury Department still holds more than $1 billion for 7.6 million searchable properties, averaging more than one per Colorado resident. This, according to a statement from the Treasurer's office. You had State Treasurer Dave Young saying, "We take our mission seriously. Removing red tape for claimants with claims under $1,000 will make it much easier for folks to get their property back faster, getting desperately needed dollars back into the pockets of Coloradans still trying to recover from the COVID economic crisis." You had Bianca Gardelli, director of unclaimed property, adding that since July, the program has sent out 19,000 mailers to potential owners about their lost or forgotten assets. Under the program, money or property turned over to the state treasury for safekeeping is held for the owner or the heir of the account, and there are no time limits for filing a claim. Meanwhile, a Kersey barn is a complete loss after a large fire that killed 60 cattle. This according to a piece out of the Trib by Morgan McKenzie. This large cattle barn fire resulted once again in the deaths of 60 cattle and a complete structure loss Wednesday afternoon in Kersey. Now at 3:40 p.m. Wednesday, you had Platte Valley Fire Protection District responding to a structure fire near Weld County Roads 49 and 52 in Kersey. A battalion chief, two engines, and a water tender arrived at the scene to a large barn fire. This is according to the department's Facebook post. You had Platte Valley Fire Information Officer Gina Tenuta reporting that the 30-foot by 300-foot cattle barn was a complete loss after the fire. Platte Valley requested additional assistance from the Evans, Gailton, LaSalle, Platteville, Gilcrest, and Southwest Fire Protection Districts. The barn fire was extinguished in about an hour, but sadly, those 60 cattle did perish as a direct result of that fire, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Some frightening news coming out of Fort Collins. This as police are saying that three teen girls were grabbed in separate incidents in Fort Collins. Again, working from peace out of 9 News this morning. As police are investigating after three teens were grabbed by an unknown man or men in Fort Collins. This over the past few months. Police saying there is no evidence to show that three incidents were connected, but they do share some similarities. The first incident happened right around 9:30 p.m. on August 21st. Police said a teenage girl was walking by herself in Overland Park on Virginia Dale Drive when a man approached her from behind and tried to engage her in a conversation. She rebuffed his efforts and continued walking, at which time he grabbed her wrist. According to police, the girl sprayed him with pepper spray and ran home. Thankfully, she was not injured. Now, the victim of this incident described the suspect as 20 to 30 years of age and around 6 feet tall with brown hair, little to no facial hair, and an average build. The second incident happened between 7:45 and 8:15 p.m. on October 13th. Police said a teenage girl was at a youth group event, this in the 1600 block of West Drake Road. She went out to her car in the parking lot and an unknown man grabbed her from behind. She pulled away, started running, and tripped. The man grabbed her again, but she fought him off and returned to the building, according to police. Police said that the victim had minor scrapes and bruising, but was otherwise uninjured. Now, the victim described that suspect as about 5'10" tall. He was wearing a mask that covered his face, a dark hoodie and gloves, again, according to police reports. The third incident happened around 6:50 p.m., on November 23rd, while the victim was attending a sports team practice at the Adora Pool Ice Center on Riverside Avenue. Police said the girl was jogging around the outside of the building when an unknown man came out from behind a bush and grabbed her wrist. She kicked him, ran back into the building. She was not injured. Now, the victim described this suspect as possibly in his 20s and about 6 feet tall with an athletic build, short brown hair, and stubbly facial hair. Police said they searched the area after each of these three incidents but did not find any potential suspects. They haven't found any connections between the incidents or the victims, and they have not been able to obtain any video footage from these areas where these incidents occurred. You had Crime Against Persons Sergeant Heather Moore saying in a release, these incidents happened weeks apart, took place in different locations, and may not be related at all. However, we can't ignore the fact that they do share some similarities, which is why we are asking the community to remain aware and let us know if if they have tips about these or other similar incidents. And anyone with information who has not already spoken to police is asked to contact the Crimes Against Persons Unit. That number, 970-416-2825, or to email tipsline@fcgov.com. Again, that email address, if you have any information about these incidents, is tipsline@fcgov.com, as three girls were grabbed in separate incidents months apart in Fort Collins. 717 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, bringing you an incredible production of The Sound of Music through January 30th. For tickets and show information, hop online, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, Broadway in your backyard.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. For more on KFKA programs, podcasts, sports schedule, and news, go to 1310KFKA.com. Now back to Mornings with Gail.
I'm 24 on your Friday morning, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. Mornings with Gail, as our local news roundup continues. A judge is denying a new trial for a 57-year-old man guilty of attempting to blow up an oil tank in Weld County. I think that's a pretty prudent decision. How about you? Working from a piece by Morgan McKenzie out of the Greeley Trib. A Greeley man found guilty of assaulting police officers and attempting to blow up a methanol tank in 2019. Well, he was denied a new trial just yesterday morning. Stephen Garcia, 57, was found guilty in June of three counts of first-degree assault, criminal attempt to commit possession of an explosive or incendiary device, and reckless endangerment. Yeah, I think those charges fit the crime. Now, about 2 years prior to the verdict, a worker at an active oil drilling site near Missile Silo Park, this in unincorporated Weld County, reported Garcia was acting suspiciously. He had a flare in his hand near oil tanks filled with highly flammable and explosive gases. Yeah, I think suspiciously fits the bill there, don't you? If not dangerously. When the first deputy arrived on the scene, Garcia told her that he was going to blow up the tank and that she needed to leave. At the time, fire officials reported to responding law enforcement officers. Garcia's actions could have caused a blast radius of up to a quarter of a mile. The explosion would have placed other buildings, residents, and crew members in serious imminent danger. Garcia continued to ignore officer commands. In response, responding officers discharged beanbag rounds from a shotgun at him. The less lethal method was unsuccessful at stopping Garcia. An officer on the scene fired two rounds from his firearm to prevent a more dangerous outcome. Garcia was shot in the jaw and shoulder and taken to a local hospital for treatment. Now, Garcia faces 30 to 96 years in the Colorado Department of Corrections after he was found guilty. However, his defense team made a motion for a new trial to Weld Judge Timothy Kearns. Just yesterday morning, the defense brought up a Greeley police officer, Ken Amick, one of the officers involved in that 2019 arrest of Garcia. Amick was formally charged with second-degree assault for using excessive force during the arrest of 36-year-old Matthew Wilson on June 7th. Two other officers who witnessed the arrest of Wilson also believed that the force was indeed excessive. Now, Amick was removed from patrol duty, placed on administrative leave from the department. A criminal investigation into his use of force was initiated. The day after Wilson's arrest, Amick testified in Garcia's trial. The defense argued Amick knew a criminal investigation was underway by the DA's office, the same office of Deputy District Attorney Christopher Jukes, the prosecutor in Garcia's case. Due to this knowledge, the defense believed Amick lied on the stand to gain leverage and curry favor with the DA's office in his own criminal investigation. Kearns stated every use of force incident is investigated, which is common knowledge among law enforcement. Amick's testimony also differed from his arrest report and from the other officers who took the stand, this according to Garcia's defense attorney. The defense wanted a new trial on account of Amick's testimony, stating the results of the trial would have been different if the jury knew of the officer's impeachment. Jukes disputed the impeachment argument. He indicated that Amick's testimony lined up with the evidence in Garcia's case, and at the time of his testimony, Amick was unaware of any criminal investigation against him. The allegations that Amick lied on the stand were flawed. This according to the prosecutor, who believed that Amick really had no reason to lie. Jukes also said Amick was part of a team during the arrest of Garcia, and he did not use any force against him. Kearns denied the motion for Garcia's new trial. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on February 9th. 729 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail. Well, those new jobs numbers for November came in at 210,000, less than half of what economists were expecting. So what are the experts saying? And how are the markets reacting? Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth in Loveland, weighs in right around 7:35.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
At 7:33, Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth in Loveland, and that jobs number for November, rather lackluster, she says, as the queen of understatement.
Yeah, it was a surprise, and the experts are just literally all over the place on this one. Economists were expecting 573,000 new jobs in November. We got 210,000 new jobs in November. Now, there was good news. The unemployment rate fell from 4.5 to 4.2%. The labor force participation rate rose to 61.8%. That's the highest for that important number since March of 2020. Labor force participation is the number of people working or looking for work, actively looking for work. The October and September numbers were revised upward. October was revised upward by 15,000. September was revised upward by 67,000 new jobs. And so it's everything from investors apparently looking at maybe the Fed can't raise interest rates as quickly as they may have thought. And here's the one that I'm kind of intrigued by, the Great Resignation. People who have left jobs and either not gone back to work, or more of them who have started their own company.
Exactly. So that goes to a conversation I had with a business strategist earlier this morning.
There you go. And so they wouldn't be counted in these new jobs numbers because they now have a company instead of a job. And so that could be very well part of it.
So perhaps then what you're saying, if I'm interpreting this correctly, is that the job situation not as dire as the numbers might indicate.
Exactly, exactly. And many are saying, look, we're going through some fundamental changes in how the components of the economy right now. And that's kind of what we're seeing in these numbers. Just let's just keep watching it in the months ahead. And look at this. For the last 2 months, they've been revised upward by what? 77,000, 80, almost 83,000 jobs in October and September. So what'll happen in November? The market reacting positively, but with typical Friday caution this morning. The Dow Industrial Average up about 100 points, 34,700. That's about a third of a percent. The S&P 500, that's the one the analysts are watching. It's up 17 this morning. That's a third of a percent, but that's after a 64-point rise yesterday, and the S&P 500 is at 45,092. Remember, that 50-day moving average number is 45,039. Again, the S&P at 45,092 this morning. And analysts say if we're going to see a Santa Claus rally, if we're going to see a continued upward market, they would like to see the S&P stay above that 50-day moving average. And it seems to be doing that yesterday and today. NASDAQ this morning up 49, third of a percent, 16,038. Yield on the 10-year Treasury, 1.43%. West Texas Intermediate crude oil up $2.34, $68.84. A couple of people to pay attention to. J.P. Morgan, Chief Global Market Strategist, Marko Kolanovic, says, quote, "Buy the dip. Cyclicals, commodities, and economic reopening themes." Kolanovic correctly called the March 2020 bottom for the market. This is a sharp guy, and he says if Omicron proves to be less deadly but more transmissible, it will fit the historic pattern of virus evolution.
Hmm.
Another one to pay attention to, Pershing founder Bill Ackman. He made a similar comment earlier this week and said Omicron could actually end up giving the market a boost. There you go. Bitcoin, 56,675, down $366 this morning.
And why? Nobody knows.
Because it is. That's
right?
Why. Yeah.
There you go. Well, another thing that is or shall be are your retirement years. I mean, think about it. Doesn't matter where you are in terms of your career path, your career trajectory, and perhaps you're part of the great resignation as well, maybe pursuing things that better fit your personal lifestyle and your skill sets. But whatever the case may be, those retirement years will roll around a lot quicker than you think. That's why it's important to get a plan in place, a plan at work, so that you can tick off all of those bucket items you have on that ever-expanding bucket list. And it all starts with a phone call to Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Loveland. And all we have to do, Keith, is pick up the phone.
And dial 970-776-7500. 776-7500. Loveland Office of Presidential Wealth Management. If it goes to voicemail, you get my assistant, Laura, leave your name and number, and I'll give you a call back, and we can just chat. Won't try and sell you anything. How about we just get you answers to your questions? That's a good way to start. 970-776-7500.
Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Loveland, thanks so much. 7:39 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. Ping me? Nah. But maybe, in a manner of speaking, king me, as Burger King is returning the Whopper to its original price. When's the last time you had a Whopper? We'll get into the details in just a few.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. And the legendary broadcaster Jerry Schemmel this season for UNC basketball coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Cheeseburger and ham.
When's the last time you had a Whopper? I adore Whoppers. I haven't had one forever. Oh, I did try that faux meat Whopper, and it was pretty good, but it was kind of tantamount to my reaction when I'm eating Rocky Mountain oysters, and I think about what I'm eating, and then all of a sudden it doesn't taste so good. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, if you catch my drift. 749 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA, Mornings with Gail. But yeah, Burger King's Whopper is turning 64 years old. Can you believe it's been around for 64 years? Oh my goodness. And well, Burger King's giving us a gift. So today and tomorrow, this according to a piece out of CNN Business, Burger King will sell its signature sandwich for 37 cents. Yes, you heard correctly. 37 cents in what it's calling a 2-day birthday bash. Now, of course, there are strings attached. The promotion will be offered exclusively to members of the chain's Royal Perks Rewards program and can only be ordered on its app. Now, Burger King, if you did the math, first started selling the Whopper way back when, in 1957. It was created by its co-founder, Jim McLemore, after he noticed that people liked chowing down on big burgers. Thus, he gave it the name, very aptly so, Whopper, quote, knowing that this would convey imagery of something big. This according, close quote, to, according to his autobiography. Did you realize, and I can't imagine that somebody actually sat down and spent the time to figure this out, the Whopper has 1,024 potential topping combinations. There's your double jeopardy answer right there. The sandwich remains an integral part of its menu that has expanded an option to that aforementioned plant-based version. Throwback prices, one way to lure in customers. Restaurants hope they will spend more than 37 cents on other items. Now, McDonald's recently sold its Egg Muffin. Yes, I know, the Egg McMuffin, at its original price of 63 cents. But again, for these deals, only rewards program members are eligible. This as Burger King is returning its Whopper to its original price, 37 cents, both today and tomorrow, but only if you are a reward program member. Now, apparently, Burger King expanded its Royal Perks reward program nationwide earlier this year. The parent company said that it's, quote, pleased with the early results, close quote, of signups as part of its broader efforts to eliminate paper coupons and push customers to digital orders. Ultimately, the goal for Burger King and other brands with loyalty programs is to increase sales and lure in more customers, ideally on a daily basis, by giving them reasons to choose them over their competition. But if you are a Whopper devotee, you know what, Ron Kelly, I'm actually thinking about, that sounds pretty good to me. I'm thinking about getting a Whopper today. You can get it for a bargain for just 37 cents. But of course, you do have to sign up for those Royal Perks reward program benefits via Burger King. So, Ron Kelly, at the con, as you typically are, doing everything in your power to keep me between the lines, and you do it so well. What do you think of the Whopper?
I'm a fan. I mean, I'm kind of more of a McDonald's guy myself, but I can throw down on a Whopper for sure.
Now, would you join their rewards program in order to get that discount price?
Depends how much that is, because I feel like then it just like cancels out, you know, and then I could just get, you know, a Whopper for this. I really don't eat there that much, so I might just buy a Whopper for, you know, same price, or I'll just ask for enough money and then subtract that so then I only pay 37 cents.
Chez or no Chez?
Chez. Always Chez. Just one slice, though, because, you know. not right. good for my stomach and stuff. But
there you go. You know. Yeah, see, you're being responsible, all things in moderation.
Yes, always.
All right, plant-based, or are you all in beef?
I'm all in beef. I mean, yes. There was a moment in my life where I was very, like, trying to be vegetarian, but then I realized how much I need protein mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, yeah, beef.
You know, I went through a similar period of time. I think it lasted all of 3 months where it was after I read this book called Food Inc. And it just, I don't know, it kind of made my stomach churn. But no, I think that, you know, being the carbon-based beings we are, we need more than vegetables, certainly part of a well-rounded diet, but not all of a well-rounded diet. But I did the same thing and didn't eat beef or, well, any meat for that matter for about 3 months. And jeez. I was like the Walking Dead.
Yeah, I was too. I did this my freshman year, and instead of getting the freshman 15, I lost, I'm sure, 15 pounds, even though I was like at the dining halls and everything.
You can't afford to lose 15 pounds. I mean, you're in great shape.
There's not much on me. There's not much on me. That's for damn sure. But yeah.
You're a lean, mean, I won't say fighting machine, but a very proficient yeah. machine. There you go. Yeah. I'm calling you a machine. But all right. So your choice and your chance today to get that Whopper. Oh, that just sounds yummy. For 37 cents. And you can choose from 1,024 potential topping combinations. You got to wonder, Ryan, who sat down and came up with all that? I mean, you talk about combinations and permutations. I'm going back to my freshman year of college in statistics.
Yeah, probably a math super fan that, you know, works for BK or, you know, just loves BK and just wants to, you know, put it out there how many variations and combos we have accessible to you.
Yeah, it's kind of like, here's an interesting factoid to pass along.
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it too much time on their hands? I don't know. Something to think about there. All right, 756 down, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310 KFKA. We're going to talk about the 12 Scams of Christmas. Hey, isn't there a song along those lines? When we're joined this morning at 8:05 by Nick Powers. He's a cybersecurity expert. He's with Uncommon. This is a company that provides industry-leading management and technology consulting services, including cybersecurity. I'd sent him a link. I came across this piece. I think it was in MSNBC talking about whether you're still paying for antivirus software. Well, experts are now saying you likely don't need it. And I'm like, wait, what? How can that be? So tell you what, we're going to check in with Nick Powers of Uncommon, a cybersecurity expert, when he talks about how to avoid those ever opportunistic cyber criminals this holiday season when he weighs in at 8:05. 7:57 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. You could win $1,000 with KFKA's Cash for Christmas. Go to 1310KFKA.com for contest details.
So, how can you avoid identity theft or fraud online? Nick Powers is a cybersecurity expert, and he'll weigh in with some very timely tips as we're all online holiday shopping, right? When he weighs in at 8:05. ABC News, local news coming your way in just a few. 1310 KFKA Greeley, Loveland, Longmont. It's 8 o'clock.